It's a beautiful new day and a new exciting week here, as usual, on Melon Sugar Podcast. And it's very, 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 let me say, nice and let me say exciting to be with you guys here with my co-host
Delali.
Yes, and every time you hear the lolly, that means that we are just coming to just give you thought-provoking like issues for you to talk about. So our earlier episodes, I'd like to say a very big thank you to our listeners who just tuned in to just give us great reviews and all that about the sports. About the sports episode, that's titled Offside. Then, because do you know something, Delali?
I'm listening.
At first, I named it Melon Sports. Then, I don't know, out of nowhere, I was like, nah, with this being a sports show, let me just name it Offside. So, with that one, we got a lot of great reviews and a lot of downloads. So, I say a very big special thank you to, I don't know, our listeners in the United States and Belgium and Ireland, and also our listeners back home here in Ghana. Like, say a very big thank you to you guys for always listening. Yeah, so today we're bringing you another episode, and this one was brought up by Delali himself. He wanted us to talk about this, and I think this is such an important issue around us, around the world, and everywhere that we are. So it's about false rape accusations. So Delali, take us through. Cause for me, I don't know anyone who has been maybe accused or been raped before. So I don't know. You take on.
Okay, so for me, I know someone who was nearly raped. And you know, this someone isn't just anyone, not like a friend. This is actually like my sister. Someone actually nearly raped my sister. And you know, it's a topic I am very passionate about. I'm telling you. if not for God and the fact that you know, she's a strong girl. Not like strong physically, but then psychologically and emotionally, she's very strong. And you know, a lot of time, what happens is with a lot of women, when they find themselves in such situations, at the moment you kind of like lose yourself. It's you are traumatized, so you are unable to even react to the situation, and that's why a lot of time most of these people end up getting raped. But for her, when the guy made the attempt, at that moment it dawned on her that this is about to happen. So she reacted, and yo, if not for God, I'm sure by now it's been a different case. So it's a topic I'm careful when I'm talking about it, but also I am more cautious in the sense that I don't immediately react when I hear of rape accusations. Because yes. Yo, for me, I was also of the school of thought that believe all women. So immediately, because of personal experience, because of what happened to my sister, whenever I hear that someone had, you know, has been raped or had been raped, yo, I get mad. Then last 2 years, I think 2020, something happened on Twitter, and it gave me a reality check. Like, yo, see, so date, when I think of it, it bothers me. It triggers me a lot. I don't know if you remember, but in 2020, a certain Nigerian was accused of rape. The guy committed suicide.
Later on,
we found out it was a lie. And apparently the girl, out of shame of rejection, decided to frame the guy And then, you know, so all these things. And recently, another, the same Nigeria, a certain lady tried framing a guy for rape. Later on, when the guy came out, you know, brought out the details and receipts and whatnot, and then realized it was actually not true. Apparently, they had a certain type of relationship, not really a solid relationship, but then, you know, they understood what they had.
Yeah.
But then you won't actually define it as a relationship. And now the guy was, you know, was kind of fed up, wanted out of it. The lady decided to, you know, frame him for rape. And you know how the society, you know, handles these things. Immediately, someone comes out to say that she has been raped. Listen, nothing you say will be listened to or will be heard.
Oh, yeah. Immediately,
people start to, you know, immediately people start to, you know, crucifying you and, you know, calling all sorts of names and all that. So after the guy's incident, after the suicide, I was like, yo, listen, yes, maybe, yes, because of, even though I have personal experience, or because even though I know someone who was nearly with that thing, is this time around, when, you know, when issues like this come up, maybe I shouldn't talk about it. Let me just wait for all the evidence to be brought out, you know, for everyone to be certain that indeed it did really happen. So yeah, you know, this topic is very close to me, like very close to my heart. But then also because of its sensitivity, I'm very careful and cautious when, you know, when I'm talking about it now.
Okay, so let me ask, how do we, let me say, define rape, or let me say how I don't know how to even frame. So how are we able to ascertain that a person is raped? It's like it's raped, or like, let me say, it's like a person has just come out for, oh, he or she has been raped. And I think you could just see, like, people would just predominantly assume that truly, yes, that person has been raped, irrespective of taking into the other person's account of whatever the person has to say, the other side. So for me, sometimes, I want to ask myself, and for me, if I was like maybe, let me say, detective or something, I'll just maybe, okay, if you've been raped, how was it? How? Because, you see, I was just checking out I think rape and everything, and you said it's a sexual offense of having non-consensual, yeah, that's how we know true use of force, threat or fraud. So let me see, if the person did not penetrate and the person did not do anything that was like maybe taste the person's maybe like body or something, or it's just like, or let me see, it's just having like just body to body something, do we classify that thing as rape?
It is classified as attempted rape. So you will be arraigned before court for attempted rape. Then for you having the intention alone also carries a certain number of years. I don't know if it is handled just as a rape case is handled, or if the sentence is lower. But then yes, I think it's actually a very good topic. It's a very good and very good point you have
but
made.
Okay, so mostly, I think I was reading something on Google or something. They said mostly rape, I think rape sometimes predominantly occurs in like relationship and stuff. So when the other party out of nowhere just goes and just, I was like misunderstanding, will just go and report or an issue or something. So yeah, let's say something, when maybe a couple is in a relationship, then the other person, then the woman, or let me say the man, okay, let me say the woman, because sometimes we don't normally hear from men that they have been raped, but they do. So let's say from the woman comes forward and says she has been raped. How are we able to, like, as it, because for me, seriously, I just read last week about one guy, I think in the US or something, and they just had like consensual sex. They are like in a relationship 3 years thing. And when she was just leaving for work, he just had an argument with the girl. Out of nowhere, when he got home, he got arrested. And he tried asking them what was he arrested for. They said rape. And for him, luckily for him, I think I was reading the tweet. It was like a long tweet something. And he was like, unfortunately for him, if he had, let me say, come inside the girl's vagina, sorry, listeners, they would have taken that as an evidence.
Yeah.
So, for him, he said what he did was he just came like normal, like outside. So I think he had a conversation with everything. So he said like one of his conversations that she had with a girl prior to him leaving on a phone call that saved him. Seriously, that saved him. So for me, an issue like this, mostly with relationship people, how are we able to ascertain that this person has been raped? Very, very true.
It's actually a very good question, because this has been coming up for a very long time. People have been asking this question that, you know, yes, we know what rape is, but then in situations and circumstances where both parties were or are in a relationship, how then do you ascertain that this was actually rape? Or it was actually consensual. These people actually, you know, agreed to, you know, do whatever they did. The issue is, or from what I have, from at least what I know, for the little I know, you know, when with rape requires force. So there's one party resisting, and there's another party who is applying force. So a lot of times when that happens and there is penetration, because the lady, because the other party was not, and these ones, and with this thing, it's mostly the women, because you know with men have, we don't really get bruises, and with a man, even if a man is not interested in the acts, or is not interested, at least, come on, we know how men are. You know, the slightest things arouses men. So even if he isn't interested, the least thing can make, you know, can cause an erection. Yeah. You get it. But yeah. Then with women, you know, women, it takes longer for them to, you know, for the place to, you know, to be ready, you know, for penetration. So whenever there is force, it causes some, you know, some bruises. And that's actually one of the things that is used to determine whether a person has been raped. So sometimes, and you know, listen, there are not a lot of men out there who actually make their women wet before penetration. You get it? So sometimes even though it may be consensual, there may still be some sort of bruises there, because the lady was not properly, you know, ready or wet when they had sex. So with such situations, even if the lady goes to report for rape, and she's taken to the hospital and assessed, because there are bruises, yes, the guy will be arrested, you know, and jailed for rape. And you know, most of the time what happens with these kind of cases, it's very difficult to, you know, to even explain yourself, because no one is even listening, no one even wants to listen. You get it? So far there's the slightest evidence, or there's the slightest indication that the lady was kind of forced, then you are guilty. You get it? For instance, I don't know if you heard of the Thomas Partey incident, the issue.
Yeah, yeah, with the lady. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I was thinking about this, and I came to a conclusion that if this had happened in Ghana, looking at the system we have,
not our medical even in system, Ghana, in the whole continent, Africa, by now the would person would have been just in jail by now.
In jail, exactly. You get it. And now you know because after you know after the I read something on Twitter that after she reported the case, when Patty was invited for investigation and questioning, when they did their own findings and investigation, they realized it wasn't actually rape. So just imagine someone here on our continent, a continent which is widely not really privy to a lot of these medical equipments and whatnot to determine or not to forget their equipment. We are not patient enough to go through the whole process and investigation. You get it? If that had happened in any African country, it would have been a different case altogether.
Yeah.
You get it? Because one, we don't even have... Listen, the authorities, the police or whoever they are, they don't even have the time to investigate. Secondly,
they won't have the time to investigate because they know that whenever someone even brings rape, even for the whole world, you see, rape is something that for me, when someone say people don't report it, I'm like, nah, people are reporting it. But people are reporting it. By just that, when you report it, you should get an evidence. You can't just report someone's child of rape when that person has not raped you. So in reporting, you should also get evidence to back it. Because you see, for the Thomas Partey example that you were showing, have you seen after everything, the girl was still trying to say, it's rape and all that. And you could see from most of her friends were just tweeting about something. And for me, I was just watching and reading. And after everything has been exposed, one of her friends actually turned her back and was now saying, her friend has courage that she came out to report, even if it's not true, no one knows what happened. Is the investigation, whatever. And I'm like, okay. So in our world that we are now, most people say, people are always rape every time. Yeah, I know people are rape every time. They don't report it. But you should see for this example that Thomas Partey's girlfriend or something. This one, you could see it was just a gold digger. A gold digger who wanted his money. And because she didn't get it, she falsely accused him of rape. So with everything going on, someone who is being, let me say, raped will not be able to voice out or to report because he or she might think, so this person maybe voiced out something, even if it's not true, but it didn't go anywhere.
What I was coming to say is this is actually one of the problems with the Believe All Women movement. It's the same women who are destroying the movement. Because if we are to believe all women, but then we are faced with situations and circumstances whereby some of the women are lying about the whole thing. It becomes a problem when another woman comes out, to voice out, her ordeal or what she has gone through. Because now, when someone comes out, now people will be thinking, be having, second thoughts, will be having, diverse opinions. Because now they can't really trust women. You understand? And this was not caused by men. This was caused by women. The same women we are trying to help and believe. You get it? So you think about saying like, yo, listen, for me who is close to someone who has had such an experience or nearly had, because listen, the trauma of being raped and the trauma of you almost being raped, it's almost the same.
Yeah,
you get it. Now it becomes a problem because listen, I know how these things. I know what some women go through because of these things. This thing can destroy a woman's life. You get it. So in a situation where a person has truly been raped, but then is unable to voice out because or voices out and it's not believed because of another woman's actions, it's really disturbing. Very disturbing.
Very.
And you, I don't know if you've heard of the KNST issue.
And the
new details coming out. For me, I have not spoken about it. I've not even, you know, the funny thing is, you know, with the Pate issue, till date, I have not even said anything about it. Because listen, I was not there. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I know probably by now they are still going through the investigation. So I would rather keep quiet, leave the authorities to do their own investigation, come out with their findings, and then we will know what happened. I don't want a situation where I'll go and say something and then later come out that, yo, the lady was lying, or Pate, or the culprit was indeed culpable of whatever he's been accused of.
Yeah.
For instance, the issue. Twitter, I think, I don't know if I read it this morning or yesterday. Apparently, the lady consented to whatever happened.
Oh yes, because you see, for me, one thing that I think whatever happened, for me when I first heard the news, I was like, okay. So I was in like a Telegram group, and I think it's a group that's, let me say, most of these government workers are on it. So one person suggested like, this can't be true because if the girl says that after having sex with the guy, another person came inside, then they just took turns. And one thing that really struck me was when the colleague of mine was like, but the girl, she doesn't understand the girl. You said you are going to your boyfriend's hostel. So you go there, then your boyfriend leads you to another room. Then you are okay with it. Even knowing that an hour before that, an hour ago, your boyfriend texted you that can we do like threesome or something, and you were like no. So for you going there, your boyfriend says that going to meet him, and he leads him, he leading you to another room. That should like click something in you that because for me when I heard it and with everything that's going on, I was like, okay, let's just chill and just see, because we always get to learn new stuff about some of these things. So and one of my friends was like, we know stuff like this happened. All these happens on campus. Threesome and the rest, foursome, sixsome, everything happens. So for her, she's trying to wait and see how it will all go. But for me, accusing someone of rape, for me, if I was a girl, it would be very, very hard for me, you know, because even having that courage to accuse a certain human being, like a fellow person, it will give me chills. It will give me chills. So for me, that's all I can say. You continue, because for me, this conversation, seriously, it's just...
For me, what I've been saying ever since the guy's suicide is, listen.
Yeah.
We should handle false rape accusers.
Yes.
The same way we handle the actual perpetrators, people who actually rape people. Because listen, I've come to realize that in our modern society, you are more likely to actually lose yourself and everything you have for being falsely accused of a crime.
Yeah.
Yes.
Number one,
you actually you know, than you actually doing, you know, doing the act or being capable of the act itself. Because, you know, some, especially for people who are outside the country. So, a lady, about the story I was talking about, where the lady, when a lady tried framing a guy for rape, when then we later came out that the lady was actually lying and she was just aggrieved of how the guy ended things with her. When that happened, you know, people traced the guy to where he worked, contacted his employee. Contacted his employers, asked that he be sacked. Listen, like, people are moving. Like, people will stop at nothing. See, people, they will do whatever it takes to see you face your judgment or whatever, and fail and face and face your crimes or whatever it is. Because listen, if a person who is falsely being accused of something he knows nothing about or has no idea of, can face all these challenges and lose his or her job or whatever, then I think anyone who also falsely accuses someone of such thing, you know, should also be, you know, should also be made to go through the same ordeal. Because listen, if I am made to lose my job for something I didn't do, if the truth later comes out, I expect people, you know, who rallied behind my false accuser to also come, you know, rally behind me and make sure whatever happened to me should happen to the same person.
They won't.
If they won't, that's the thing, they won't. If a person is going to serve jail term for being accused falsely, then when the truth comes out, whoever accused me falsely should also serve jail term.
They won't, because lots of, like, let me say, gender disparity. You see,
of course.
You see, when I have a friend who is at the court, who is a court clerk. He's like, when they bring in someone who's been accused of rape, even if the person is not guilty, even when the judge sits down, you know that the person, irrespective of whether they didn't find anything, the prosecutor will always make sure that once he is to prosecute you for rape, you have to, by all means, anyhow, get a sentence so that you go to jail, because that prosecutor doesn't want to spoil his or her record. So you can see that mostly some people, let me say, mostly there are some rape cases that you could see that it's being rushed.
Yeah,
it's being rushed. So sometimes it's just that the prosecutor, or let me say, the other person, let me say, the victim is piling pressure on the, or let me say, the accused person. So for me, rape. For me, I'll just say, if you're out there, just make sure, if you are a woman, just always be on the alert. Be on your alert, because you can't just be so careless, carefree in the world to think that everyone is good. No, and everyone is not good. Yeah.
What I'll say is, listen, if, you know, we have rapists. Rape is one of the crimes that you are even convicted before investigation is conducted. You know, you are convicted before the findings and investigations are concluded. What I'll say is, listen, if you're a guy, you know someone, you have a friend, you know, is capable of raping someone or has made certain jokes about these things, because listen, rape isn't something to joke about. So I mean, if you're my friend and you're making jokes about rape and all that, listen, I'll take offense.
So
if you're a guy, you know, you have a friend who makes silly jokes about rapes and whatnot. Listen, you either advise them or you draw away, move away from them, because you can't associate yourself with such a person. And if you are a lady, because you know women, you know, talk. You know, they talk to each other. They know what their fellow woman is doing. So if you're a woman and your friend accuses someone of rape, and deep within you know your friend and you know it's not true, listen, don't sit there idle and watch someone suffer for a crime he has not committed.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when these women come out to accuse people of rape, there's someone who actually knows the whole truth, who is their friend, but they will never speak up.
They won't speak up because, one, that person thinks that if he or she speak up, the case has already been, the verdict has already been given. And even if she speak up or if he speak up, and maybe he tells the truth or something, he becomes, her friendship with her friend becomes disgruntled. Whatever, everything, like, you see, everything is just messed up. You have just messed up everything. So you could see that from the blame being put on her friend, it's rather be put on her. So most people will never do that.
Listen, this is my humble, this is my humble plea to everyone. When someone is accused of rape, in as much as rape is a grievous offense, it's bad. Listen, I don't know how much I can stress, you know, the effects of rape on a person. But then my plea is, when someone is accused of rape, or someone, you know, basically when someone is accused of rape, let's refrain from convicting the person even before the fellow is arraigned in the court of jurisdiction. Court of whatever. Let's be patient. Let's be patient. You understand? Because there are actually rape offenders, and then there are people who are being accused, you know, falsely, for people who know nothing about it. Let's not rush it. You know where? You know how people, like, when these things come up, people are in a hurry to talk about it. Everyone wants to tweet about it. Everyone wants to say something about it.
They should relax.
A lot of times, relax. The case isn't going anywhere. You understand? The case isn't going anywhere. If you are not careful, you will help prosecute a person who has done nothing wrong. You know, you help prosecute someone who has done nothing wrong. We a lot of times what we do is we help the judges, and then the courts, you know, sentence these people. Because in the moment we start talking about it and, you know, saying all sort of things, now, even if the judge later finds out that, well, there's a possibility the person is innocent, now they feel bad. Because now, you know, this thing, it's slippery slope.
Yeah.
The judge wouldn't want to look a certain way in the eyes of the public or in the eyes of other people. So what they have to do is, well, now, since everyone has concluded that you actually committed a crime, let me push you into, you know, let me push you into cells. And listen, I don't think it helps our justice system. I don't think it helps society as a whole. And it also doesn't even help rape. Oh, what have I forgotten this word, Charlie?
victims.
So, see, this English, I'm tired. How can I forget victims?
You know, me too. I'm very tired.
It doesn't help when people rape victims. So as much as yes, it's not a pleasant thing. Let's be careful so we don't put people into situations they are not meant to be.
Okay, so we hope you guys like this conversation. I think it's a very, very deep conversation that we've just had. And if you see something, say something. If you hear something, say something. Don't let the wrongly accused person end up, because it can just happen to your brother or anyone out there. So being wrongly accused, or you knowing someone who has been wrongly accused of rape, please say something. Let the person regain his freedom or anything or anywhere around the world. So yes, and with the ladies too, always make sure you carry pepper spray or anything that can just tear someone from maybe raping you or anything. So with that much said, like I say, thank you to all of you for always joining us here on Melon Sugar Podcast. And it's been great. This season, I like it very much. So, Delali, I hope you like this season. How this season is going?
Yeah. Listen, so far, the season has been good. You know, we started on a very good, on a good note. On
yeah.
So, yeah. And we actually listen. The our listeners may not know, but then we actually plan for this season to be good, to be a bang. And so far, that's what we have done, or that's what we've been trying to do.
Yeah.
Listen,
we are perfectly delivering.
Exactly. We promise to, make this season better. You always want to upgrade, you understand? You always want your next to be better than, the previous one. And that's what we are looking to do.
Yes. Okay. So, listeners, take a little time to brush into our other episodes and enjoy Melon Sugar. Have a great weekend. See you same time with a new episode weekly right here on Melon Sugar Podcast. Bye.
Bye.